Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within. Hello, everyone. It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. This segment is presented by Gatorade. I'm Chris McPherson, and I'm going to welcome in from our sister site, so to speak, DallasCowboys.com, David Hellman, who writes for the team's official site. David, looking at the quarterback position there for Dallas, what does Matt Castle bring to the table that gives the team the best chance to win on Sunday night against the Eagles?
It would have been an easier question to answer a week ago coming off that loss to the Giants. I mean, he did have three interceptions in that game, but, you know, he threw it around. He hit some deep targets. He had the confidence to go downfield and stretch the Giants secondary. Fast forward a week, and he didn't turn the ball over against Seattle, but he only threw for 97 yards on the day. Granted, Seattle's got about as good a secondary as they come in the NFL, but it didn't leave a whole lot of inspiration around the fan base and around the NFL about his ability to utilize Dez Bryant and the Cowboys' other targets in the passing game. I still think he's probably the best option because we've seen him do it before. He does have an 11-year track record in the NFL of being able to do that. So I think it's back to the drawing board and trying to find a better way to get all these guys utilized. Like I said, he showed the ability to do it against a pretty good Giants defense. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond to that setback against the Seahawks.
It'll be very interesting from the standpoint where the Eagles saw Castle with the Vikings a couple of years ago. He torched them for nearly 400 passing yards. Minnesota got the upset win. Will it be that Castle or the one that we saw last week when he played for the Cowboys against Seattle? You mentioned Dez Bryant, David. How encouraging was it for the Cowboys, even though he didn't have the numbers, just two catches for 12 yards, to come out of the game healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously a disappointing result. I mean, they didn't win the game, and he only had two catches for 12 yards. Richard Sherman really erased him from the field, so to speak. But like you said, I mean, he came through it healthy. Only been 7 weeks since he broke his foot, so he's right in that range where you were expecting him to come back. Obviously, a lot of speculation about how healthy he is, but he practiced today, the first day of preparation for the Eagles. He figures to practice fully this week. So it certainly doesn't look like there have been any setbacks. Otherwise, I think you would have seen him, you know, pulled off the field or at the very least limited. So that's certainly a good sign. Now it's just a matter of getting him the ball, getting him involved in the game plan. And again, you know, like I said, I think it's about as good a secondary as there is in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks. So it'll be interesting to see how they adapt against Philadelphia.
David, Stephen Jones said this week that he does not regret the decision to not bring back DeMarco Murray to Dallas. Obviously, he signed here with the Eagles. Can you talk about Darren McFadden and what he's done to steal the starting running back job? He's been the featured guy, had over 120 yards of all-purpose offense against Seattle last week. What has he done to secure that job?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to confuse what Darren McFadden's done these last 2 weeks with DeMarco Murray's 1,800-yard season here in Dallas last year. But McFadden has probably been the closest they've come to Murray since he left. I mean, he pounded away on the Giants for 150 yards on 29 carries. Not the best day against the Seahawks. I mean, he only averaged 3.2 yards per carry, but he just consistently gained yards, and he softened up that defense. And, you know, we already talked about how bad the Cowboys' passing attack was in that game. So all of those things considered, I think you'd have to call it a solid performance. So through 2 weeks at least, he's kind of showed that ability that DeMarco did last year to take 20 to 30 carries a game. And I think that's really Jason Garrett's focus these last couple of years, especially with this offensive line, is, you know, it's not necessarily about making big runs or breaking big plays every down, but you want to consistently pound and tire out that defense and soften them up for the fourth quarter. I think that's something McFadden's been able to do these last 2 weeks. The big question for him is, you know, how well can he hold up? I think injury concerns have been one of the biggest storylines of his NFL career, and he certainly hasn't been a guy that's been used to getting, you know, 20 to 30 carries a game on a consistent basis. So this will be the third week in a row where he figures to be the primary running back. And, you know, I think it's crucial for the Cowboys that he stay healthy and stay productive.
David, looking at the defensive side of the football for Dallas, a player I want to ask you about is first-round pick Byron Jones and the way that the Cowboys have utilized him. He's been a safety. He's also been used as a slot corner. Going against the tight ends like Brent Celek and Zach Ertz on Sunday night, how do you think the Eagles will, or how do you think Dallas will try to defend the Eagles' tight ends?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I mean, and, you know, kudos to Byron. He took over a starting safety job last week against the Seahawks. But really the story of his rookie year has been, you know, he's been the guy that they use in nickel and dime situations. Like you said, the tight end has kind of been his primary target. I mean, he played fantastically against Ertz up in Philly in week two when the Cowboys won that game 20-10. He held Rob Gronkowski to about as pedestrian a day as you can expect. I think he held him to 60 yards on four or five catches in that game. He certainly didn't kill the Cowboys the way he's killed a lot of other teams. So, you know, for that reason alone, I really thought the Cowboys would probably keep him in that nickel-dime role, but they moved him up into the starting lineup last week. And, you know, his versatility is amazing. You know, they drafted him thinking he'd probably play corner, and all of a sudden he's playing nickel and dime corner, and now he's a starting safety. And he's done well at everything they've asked him to do. So it's been impressive considering he's a rookie, what all he's able to do. I think you'll probably still see him move down and move out wide and deal with some of these tight end formations when, you know, when Celek and Ertz are out there or potentially when they're both out there. But, you know, for the time being, it looks like he's going to be handling starting safety job duties as well, which is just kind of a testament to how well he's handled everything.
David Helbman from DallasCowboys.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.